You're listening to SBS News.
A brief visit to Timor-Leste marked the final stop on Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's whirlwind diplomatic tour of the Pacific. In the capital, Dili, Wang met with his East Timorese counterpart, Adeliza Manyo, where the pair signed a bilateral agreement on fisheries, water, healthcare support and sanitation. Ms. Manyo talked up the long-standing friendship between the two countries.
The Prime Minister appreciates the support and friendship between China and East Timor. The Prime Minister said that the friendship did not just start after the restoration of independence, but it has been built for 100 years.
Crucially, Timor-Leste's president, José Ramos Horta, says the deal, worth $14 million, does not relate to security.
Well, the agreement signed with China are in fact some ongoing agreements for the past 20 years in which China provides support in the agricultural sector, infrastructure, technical support, nothing to do with whether land security, air or maritime security, primarily economics.
And Mr. Ramos Horta has reiterated the importance of his country's relationship with Australia.
And in fact, when you look at the broader Timor-Leste relationship with other countries like Australia, Australia remains our number one partner in defense and security, in economics, as a donor, more daily engagements with Australia than with any other country.
Mr. Ramos Horta even went so far as to point out that it was Australia who had put Timor at risk in its dealings with China.
Well, you know, if anyone should be concern about Chinese influence is Timor-Leste in regard to China's influence in Australia. Australia has leased the Darwin port, a very sensitive port, to the Chinese for 90 years or 100 years. We don't even have loans from China.
The trip to Timor concludes Wang Yi's diplomatic dash, which failed to achieve its key aim of securing a sweeping multilateral security pact with 10 South Pacific nations. While the tour resulted in many bilateral agreements, some Pacific countries said they felt rushed by the proposed security pact. But Deakin University analyst Damien Kingsbury says China has far from shelved the plan.
It does play the long game, so I think this will just be the first gesture, and that there will be several others to follow. There will be more enticements or inducements to join with China in security arrangements, which will be linked to economic packages.
Australia's new Foreign Minister Penny Wong's been playing diplomatic catch-ups with China, also visiting several Pacific Island nations in a bid to shore up relations. Damien Kingsbury says it'll take more than talks to limit China's influence in the region, with future offers of financial assistance potentially too alluring.
The recently elected President José Ramos Horta has asked Australia to support East Timor's bid to develop the Timor Sea liquid natural gas field for development on Timor's south coast. Now, there's been no commercial interest in that project, but what Horta has said is that if Australia doesn't assist with the development of that project, Timor might well go to China and ask them for help. China does have a strategic interest in the area, and it might well use that project to establish a firmer strategic foothold.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.